Happy birthday, Elliot Carter. The New York-based Pulitzer Prize-winning composer turns 100 years old today. His birthday is being celebrated all over the country with concerts featuring his complicated, thorny, and inspiring music. WNYC's Nadia Sirota is a musician herself, and she had these reflections on the importance of Elliot Carter today.
I love Carter's duo for violin and piano from 1974 because it's so sort of specifically quirkily Carter. It's just a drop-dead gorgeous piece. He has figured out why the violin and piano are such different instruments, and he really exploits the fact that the violin can do these ridiculous register jumps and play these gorgeous high things with this gorgeous tone and then go down and like do a completely different idea. The cool thing about the way that Carter has been developing, especially in the last 10 years, is he's kind of peeled away a couple of layers of complexity from his pieces. And the stuff that he's written in the past 10 years, to me, is some of the most actually appealing and graspable music that he's ever written. And an opera like What Next, which I think he composed in 1997, is a great example of this. It's humorous, and it's sort of a funny, weird, quirky piece. I always kind of liken the plot to that of Lost, the TV show, because basically what happened is there was this accident and nobody exactly knows if they're alive or they're dead, and there's all these really weird questions, and there's this one little boy who seems to have magical powers. What's interesting is he is what we'd consider a modernist composer, but he isn't like a lot of atonal composers or avant-garde composers. He doesn't write using the serial method or the 12-tone method. A great piece that is a good example of this, which was actually a breakout piece for him, was his second string quartet. This won him a Pulitzer Prize. Basically, what he did was assign each instrument a couple of intervals that was their sort of characteristic interval, and then also a weird rhythmic footprint. So one instrument would basically communicate in half notes. One instrument would basically communicate in sextuplets. And it made each of these instruments' voices not only specific because of their range as a normal string quartet, but they just had these really wildly different characters. Before that quartet, nobody had really been composing that way at all. One of the things that Carter is really known for is metric modulation. If you're going along in one pulse in a song, and then sort of another pulse is laid on over it, and eventually we revert to the second pulse. That's exactly what that is. I would argue that if it weren't for Carter, this wouldn't be something that we found as common as in a random indie rock song. Like in this song, Fake Empire by The National, you hear it, and in the beginning of the song, you're pretty confident that we're in a meter that's in 4. And then about a couple minutes into it, the drums come in, and you realize you're actually in 3, and you've been in 3 the whole time, and these 2 meters are kind of playing against each other throughout the duration of that. It's incredibly inspiring to look at a musician who has had the courage to constantly sort of reinvent himself throughout a very, very long and very, very productive career. And I think as a musician personally, I would love to take from him this idea that you can just follow your career in the path that it needs to go.
You can hear more from Nadia Sirota and much more of the music of Elliot Carter tonight on Evening Music on 93.9 FM WNYC and online at WNYC.org.